Good afternoon, Unalaska, and welcome to Unalaska Fisheries Report. My name is Frank Kilty. I'm your host. I'm calling in today from Anchorage, Alaska, where I was attending the Alaska Municipal League Conference and also got to take in a little bit of the regional volleyball tournament where the Unalaska Raiders were playing. But let's take a look at fish. Today's November 20th, and we have some pretty good activity ongoing. In Seattle this week, the ground fish plan team for the North Pacific Council was meeting, and I've heard some anecdotal information that pollock looks very good and codfish is stable. There was also increased biomass on the pollock stocks, so that leads me to believe at least our two main ground fish stocks for the Bering Sea, pollock and cod, are going to be in excellent shape. I also heard that yellowfin sole and some of the other sole species declined slightly over last year's biomass, but they haven't really taken the total biomass anyway, so somewhat of a reduction probably won't cause much grief for the people in the Amendment 80 sector that fish that. So that's some good news. What the plan team does is make a recommendation that goes to the science panel at the North Pacific Council in December, first week of December, and it's reviewed by the scientific panel, goes to the advisory panel, which is made up of industry types, and then the final approval of the TAC and ABC amounts are done by the North Pacific Council at the December meeting. So the amount of product in the Bering Sea looks good, and we'll see how that develops. Also, next week we have the Board of Fisheries meeting on November 30th through December 1st, possibly into December 2nd, on the Pacific cod issues in state waters for the Aleutian Islands, Alaska Peninsula, Chicmic, and so that'll be on a meeting that I will be attending. That'll be important on some of the codfish issues for the state water fisheries in the Bering Sea and also for out in the ADAC area and also the western Gulf of Alaska, which is the Sandpoint King Cove. So we'll have more information on that. There's lots of proposals to increase the state water allocation that comes off the federal TAC if they decide to increase it. So we'll have to see how that develops. There's about 15 proposals that they'll have to go through during that two-day period, and hopefully we'll see how that comes out. And the Unalaska Advisory Board will have a meeting in December where they'll review what happened at the Pacific Cod meetings, and then they'll also all be discussing some upcoming statewide ground fish issues that'll be coming up at the Board of Fish in March. Okay, let's take a look at the harvest levels last week. Our Bering Sea crab fisheries are starting to slow down. There is basically no activity in the Bristol Bay red crab fishery. It is basically 100% taken. We're at about 9,964,000 pounds taken. There's about 3,000 pounds left unharvested. And Fishing Game has no one actively fishing, but there is some talk of someone going out for a cleanup trip on the last 3,500 pounds. So that fishery performed very well, had good CPUE, and hopefully that will carry over to next year. Looking at the Barredeye Tanner Crab fishery that's ongoing, there's around 35 vessels fishing. In the Eastern District now is up to 2.14 million pounds that have been harvested. There's just under 9 million pounds left to harvest. 20% of the Eastern District Barredeye Tanner crab fishery has been completed. In the Western Barredeye Tanner fishery, Western District, they've had 17 landings for around 800,000 pounds. So there's 7.2 million left to harvest. Only 12% has been taken there. And the St. Matthew blue crab fishery up at St. Matthew Island, they've had only one or two boats trying to fish there. They've had 15 small landings, and the amount is confidential, but I got to believe it's probably 100,000 to maybe 150,000 pounds landed from the 350,000 pound quota. So it's been pretty slow for St. Matthew, and this is the second year in a row that we've seen that. And we've also had some snow crab deliveries. Now we're up to 15 landings for Ophelia snow crab for 291,000 pounds, and that leaves 39,700,000 and some change pounds left to harvest. Only 1% of the snow crab harvest has been taken. And the last part of the crab look is on the brown king crab in the Aleutian Islands, the golden king crab. Eastern District has been completed. They had 60 landings. They had 37 landings for 3.3 million pounds for 100% of the allocation has been taken. Western District's had 22 landings for 1 million pounds, and there's 2 million left to harvest there, and there are probably three boats that'll keep working brown crab in that district. So that takes care of our crab fisheries. The groundfish fisheries are wrapping up very rapidly. We'll take a quick look at cod and some of the Amendment 80 fisheries. Pacific cod on the trawl sector, only 136 metric tons, basically bycatch fishery. The trawl sector now is up to 68,000 metric tons of harvest, and they left around 8,000 unharvested. Cod CDQ last week, 101 metric tons harvested. They're at 22,562. There's 3,118 metric tons still available for harvest. Freezer longliners are doing the best right now. They had a harvest of 1,765 metric tons last week. They're at 98,125 metric tons for the season and still have 12,946 metric tons to harvest. The pot boats, we had a little bit of activity. The catcher processor pot boat fleet of one boat had 143 metric tons of harvest last week. That sector is up to 5,731 metric tons of harvest, and they only have 98 metric tons left to harvest, so they're probably on their last week of operation. Catcher vessel pot boats had 21 metric tons of harvest for 10,243 for the season and have 6,300, almost 6,400 metric tons unharvested, and that might be rolled over to somebody here soon by National Marine Fisheries Service. 60 under fixed gear fleet, 80 metric tons last week for 8,100 for the season. They have 4,255 metric tons still available to harvest. And we'll look at some of our ground fish fisheries. Pollock incidental catch had 467 metric tons. They have 43,534 harvested for the season and still have 3,626 metric tons available for harvest. The POP fishery had a pretty good week by the Amendment 80 co-ops. They had 1,100 metric tons of harvest. They're at 31,366 for the season and have 2,500 metric tons still available for harvest. Yellowfin sole last week, 1,691 metric tons. They had 124,000 harvested for the season and still have 32,657 available. Skate fishery last week, 382 metric tons. They're at 25,287 for the season and have gone 3,400 metric tons over their allocation. Miscellaneous sold, there's another 10 or 12 or 15 different species. They had 292 metric tons. They're at 51,115 for the season, and there were still 18,711 unharvested in that sector. And octopus last week had a big week. 21 metric tons of octopus was taken for 393 metric tons, and they have 7 metric tons left to harvest. Well, that wraps up this week's report. We have Thanksgiving holiday coming up on Thursday, and our Raider volleyball team won one match today and then lost the match, and they're basically got knocked out of the regional tournament, but they played very well. They played very hard, and I was glad to be able to see a couple of the games today. And We will wish everyone a good holiday, Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll see you next Friday with another edition of On Alaska Fisheries Report.